This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A first-of-its-kind program to pay school districts to hire and train new teachers will begin in Colorado. CPR's Jenny Brundin has more.
Philanthropic investors are putting up almost $1.5 million to train more than 300 new teachers for districts in rural areas and the Aurora and Durango districts. Teachers will be trained in a one-year alternative licensure program at the nonprofit, the Public Education and Business Coalition. Investors get a return if the program achieves the desired outcomes. In this case, the school district will pay back the training costs if a teacher stays in the district for 3 years. In a pilot program last year, the coalition trained 27 Colorado teachers who've committed to continuing to teach in their districts. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Colorado's U.S. senators are reiterating their concerns about moving Space Command headquarters out of the state. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper want Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall to consider critical cost and national security questions prior to issuing a final basing decision for Space Command. In a new letter, the two are also requesting a briefing prior to any final decision. Colorado's congressional delegation continues to argue the command should remain in state, where it could reach full operational capability faster than if it moves to Alabama, the site picked by the Trump administration. A decision is expected this fall. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Colorado Supreme Court says the state can't sue executives from Juul, the e-cigarette maker. Attorney General Phil Weiser sued Juul in 2020, alleging company executives broke state laws by marketing to young people and downplaying the health risks of e-cigarettes. The court ruled the executives didn't directly target Colorado and can't be held personally liable for Juul's marketing practices. There's progress in the effort to reintroduce Colorado's state fish. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the greenback cutthroat trout are reproducing naturally at a hatchery near Silver Plume. The endangered fish were taken from a wild population that was discovered in 2012. This is CPR News.